Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Some massive news out of Hugging Faces, which is the hub for a lot of different independent and open source AI models. Now, as a lot of you may have heard of, there's been, you know, there's a big hype recently around something called AutoGPT. AutoGPT kind of introduced the concept of these AI agents, where essentially what you could do is run an AutoGPT program and tell it to do something. It was an agent and you'd tell it to accomplish some sort of task, make my company more productive, write me a marketing plan, write me a marketing plan is not a very good one. That's like more like a ChatGPT prompt. It was more like the make my company more productive, start a company that makes $10,000 a year, start a company that makes $100,000 a year, do research on all of my competitors and generate a plan for me to beat them with my product, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, you're giving it a task similar to how you would give a normal person or employee a task, and you're getting this agent to do it. And these agents could also spin up multiple agents of their own. So one agent is getting bogged down with too much processing for the task. They would like hire or essentially spin up more agents below them or more employees to go and work on different parts of the task and project and break it up. So anyways, this is a really interesting tool that has been used, but to be honest, up until this point, it really has not made it into the mainstream because you need to be a developer in order to run this thing. You get the code for it because it's an open source platform, but no one has really created a central hub that I've seen that you can use these AutoGPT agents. Now, that was the idea of these agents, and Hugging Faces has taken this to a whole new level. So Hugging Faces currently has over 100,000 AI models that are specially trained to do a whole number of different things, right? Like think of them like, you know, OpenAI or ChatGPT that does one specific thing, but there's 100,000 of them. They're probably not as big or bad or powerful as, you know, ChatGPT, obviously, but they can do a lot of really powerful things and specific things in specific areas. They're open source. A lot of people use them for a lot of different things. Now, Hugging Faces just launched what they're calling Transformers Agent. So the tool essentially is going to revolutionize all of that. The system supports both OpenAI mode and open source alternatives from like BigCode and OpenAssist and others. And so the Transformer agent essentially provides a natural language API on top of all of these transformers, right? They got the 100,000 AI models that can do different things. They have an API on top of that with a set of curated tools. So essentially what you're going to be able to do is query this API and ask it to do something for you. And it's going to be able to use these 100,000 AI models trained for specific things to complete your tasks. So beyond just having OpenAI that, you know, is good at certain things like writing documents and analyzing some stuff, you're now going to be able to access 100,000 specially custom trained models. You don't even have to know what model exists to be able to use this. I think that's what's the real power of this, right? There's no way I'm going to go research these 100,000 models, find the best one for all my projects, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take a long time. In this case, I just natural language query, hey, I need to analyze a whole bunch of data for my company and I need to analyze my 10 competitors and I need to find out the optimizations I can make in my company that will increase my revenue and decrease my expenses. Go. It's going to find me all of the things. It's going to take all my documents and it's going to be able to do this. So I think that this is absolutely incredible, an incredible movement forward. Right now they have two APIs available. The first is single execution run API, which essentially just lets users execute a single or multiple tasks within a single instruction, essentially. And the second is a chat-based execution API, which is pretty much for maintaining your it's like more like having a conversation across a whole bunch of different instructions on whatever your task is that you would like it to accomplish. So I think one of the most exciting or interesting features in this whole Hugging Face's Transformer Agent thing is their curated tools that they've included in this, and also their ability to allow users to create custom tools inside of this. So some of the custom tools available on the platform include like a text downloader, text to image, image transformation, and also text to video. There's going to be a lot of really powerful applications in here. They also announced a partnership with ServiceNow, which essentially is going to let them be a really powerful, it has a lot of really powerful Python token applications. It underwent training on 35 billion Python tokens and created a really powerful model based off of that, which was better than Palm, Lambda, and LLAMA. So it's going to be really amazing to see exactly what comes out of this entire Transformer Agent movement from Hugging Faces. I think this is a big play on their part. And I'm assuming as with the launch of this, it's going to be probably small at the beginning. The feature set isn't going to be incredible, but just given the direction of this, you can imagine this thing is going to be pretty amazing, and give this thing a few months and it's going to be able to automate some massive tasks within every single organization. So this is definitely a story we're going to continue following to see how this technology out of Hugging Faces progresses and helps to disrupt industries within AI. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.